Last week, a group of tourists stopped by the Grant Sawyer building, but they didn't have any official business with the state. They stopped as part of a 50-state tour to look at what they consider holy ground. Members of the Unification Church believe the state office building stands on land that was hallowed by the late Reverend Sun Myung-moon. Review Journal reporter Andrew Taylor was at the Sawyer building on Wednesday, and he joins us now to tell us what happened. Andrew Taylor, welcome to KNPR.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so Andrew, who are these tourists?
They're members of a tour called the God's Hope for America bus tour, which is mostly members of the Unification Church, which are recreating a tour taken in 1965 by Reverend Sun Myung-moon. And he stopped in every state in the Union and left a little dirt behind.
So what was the group doing on Wednesday?
On Wednesday, they had a sort of a rally where they were honoring veterans because Sun Myung-moon felt he owed the American military a great debt. So he was apparently always a supporter of the military. So there were a couple veterans there. There was actually an honor guard. And then there were a lot of very nice little speeches about world peace and that sort of thing. And a lot of patriotic songs. It was an interesting mix.
Yeah. Were they pretty conspicuous about the whole ceremony?
Well, it's it's off the street. You have to go in through a gate to get to the area. It's not a locked gate, but if you were at the building, you would see it. They were off to one side, but they held a conference in the lobby of the building.
Mm-hmm. What was it? A large group? What was the size of the crowd?
I'd gather it'd probably be I bet there were 150-200 people there.
Mm-hmm. So why do they believe that the Sawyer Building is holy ground?
Well, like I say, Reverend Moon went through the country and he left a little dirt and made a little ceremony and cleared a whole, 55 sites across the nation, holy ground. So in Nevada, and I happened to be in a little park called Fantasy Park, which sometime in the early 90s was raised, and that's where they put the Grant Sawyer Building.
Mm-hmm. Any explanation as to why Reverend Moon chose that site of all sites in Nevada?
They didn't say specifically, but it's at the time it would have been a relatively quiet, semi-suburban park. Wasn't right. I mean, the big park downtown at the time is now where the city hall is. So the nearest park besides that would be that, or maybe the Huntridge Park was open by then.
So was this visit a one-off visit, or does the Unification Church intend to hold regular meetings at the state office building?
I don't think they intend to hold regular meetings there. They've been aware of it for a while. Some previous members of the Unification Church who lived here in Las Vegas used to visit it quietly and quietly pray there. They've moved out of town now. There is a branch of the Unification Church here in town, and I was unaware of this until I worked on this story, but apparently the Reverend Sun Myung-moon and his wife had a house here for the last 4 years of his life. He passed away in 2012.
Is this news that the building is holy ground giving state officials any worries?
I think off the record, a couple of people, when I asked them about it, were bemused, but unaware of what's happening.
Andrew Taylor reports for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He covered the visit of a touring group of members of the Unification Church who visited the Grant Sawyer building last Wednesday because they believe it is holy land. Andrew Taylor, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.